Now, the Illistoun Varna Matchmaking Festival has been cancelled for the second year in a row due to the impact of COVID-19. The event, which takes place in Clare every year and attracts tens of thousands of visitors from across Ireland and the world, had been due to take place across the whole month of September. For more on this, we are joined by the festival's organiser, Marcus White. Good morning to you, Marcus. Thanks for joining us on Morning Focus.
Good morning, Alan.
Unfortunately, you're joining us with bad news. Illistoun Varna Matchmaking Festival cancelled again. Disappointing, but perhaps you were expecting it to a degree.
Well, first of all, I think it's probably safe news for everybody. That's the first thing. It's been no surprise. Yes, you're correct. And I think the government has sent a clear message of advice for large-scale festivals like ourselves. And really, at the present time, we just couldn't go ahead with this event. So I think the writing has been on the wall, yeah?
I mean, Marcus, you know, people are pointing out in other countries they're either piloting gigs and events, or else they, you know, they just have, like, people are watching the European Championships. Sure. Some of the stadiums, like in Hungary, have full crowds. Here in Ireland, maybe perhaps we're a bit more cautious. I mean, we only recently had that pilot gig for James Vincent Murray up at the Ivy Gardens, where 500 people were in separate pods, and they might as well have been in different postcodes. The likelihood of a festival indoors at this stage just wasn't going to happen.
Well, look, I think, you know, we have to spell it out, really, and facts and science. Yesterday, news talk yesterday morning, there was a professor from Trinity in biochemistry. His name was Kingston Mills, and he summed it out very simply. He said that 70% of all adults in Ireland will not be fully vaccinated until the end of September. He further went on then to say about there's a very big concern about the rapid spread of the Delta variant, okay? And I think this is something to be looked at. And really, you know, we have to adhere to government guidelines, government advice. And I think actually that the government are doing a very good job, okay? And are very cautious, and rightly so. Having said that, my colleagues in Germany, they're very much behind and they're very, very cautious. So I think really, you know, today it's June, and I think rightly so. I don't think big festivals, the time is not right yet to go ahead really with these kind of festivals at the moment. Safety is everything. And I think to add to that, furthermore, in Illistoun Varna, because it is a small community, and we have two very excellent schools here in Illistoun Varna with over 350 students, which, you know, will hopefully resume in September. And, you know, I think we have to just protect everything and everybody.
You were talking about around 2,000 people going to the festival. It's a blow for Illistoun Varna itself. Across the month of September, this is of huge economic benefit to the locality.
Well, it's indoors, it's 2,000 people indoors, but the 4 weeks of the festival, you probably know this, it's between, you know, it accommodates going through from the beginning to the end over 70,000 people. It's massive. And as you know, it's the longest festival. It's 4 weeks. There's no other festival in Ireland like it. But the thing with Illistoun Varna is it's the influx of young people that's swelled the town to capacity at weekends. And of course, we have to be very vigilant and very careful. And as I've pointed out already, these young people will not be vaccinated in September. And it's the over 18s to 30s really that make up the difference at the weekends. And look, at this Delta variant is starting, and it will spread, in my opinion, in Ireland. So we have to be cautious. And sometimes, you know, the best things in life you have to wait for. And really, you know, I think it's best, and it's the only answer that we could give, is to cancel it. But I think next year, hold our horses and go again next year.
Something tells me, Marcus, that the Matchmaking Festival in 2022 is going to be the mother of all Illistoun Varna Matchmaking Festivals.
Well, hopefully we can handle it, the crowds, but it definitely will be the mother of all festivals. And look, at people, I think in life, you know, we want happiness, we want to enjoy ourselves, but there is a time and a place, and it is next year that it will happen. So I'm very confident that, you know, because I'm involved in the tourist business, international travel will come back next year, and festivals in a safe environment, and, you know, hopefully it will happen.
Just a shame this year, though, aside from the DJs and bands, I mean, you had a really stellar lineup: Nathan Carter, Derek Ryan, Mike Denver, Tina Hagen. Would have been so many fans looking forward to seeing them all.
Ah, yeah, but these things really in life, you know, they can wait. But really, if we were responsible really for spreading, you know, a different variant in Listerine Varna, you just can't bring back somebody who passes away. And, you know, we're doing the right thing here. You know, now, there are smaller businesses, let me point out, in Listerine Varna that will probably go ahead with a scaled-down version. And they will be able to adhere to the guidelines of the government. So, you know, there will be some probably smaller events of the festival, but our model that we do, we could not go ahead because it is over big crowds of over 2,000 people and so on, yeah?
Marcus, between this September and last year's event, which was also cancelled, how much of an economic deficit or blow has that been to the locality?
Well, each year, it's really, you know, North Clare, you know, because you have to put in, you know, Doolin, you have to put in the Stymon, it fills up the whole area, Ballybon and so on. So it's roughly the revenue at loss is about 2.5 million per year. So, you know, you're talking about in excess of 5 million, which is massive, and it's devastating for me, and it's devastating for the local community, and devastating for everybody. But, you know, as I said, we just have to wait, keep under the radar, and hopefully next year this will pass away for us and we'll have a better year next year.
Yeah, something tells me if you bide your time, you'll be back bigger and better come next September.
It's the right decision, really, you know, wait.
Okay, well, look, commiserations on this year following on from last year's cancelled event, but best of luck that it will go ahead next year, and this pandemic will hopefully by September 2022 be well behind us. That's Marcus White, the organiser of the Listerine Varna Matchmaking Festival.